Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Junks listeners on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM. Also on Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians, you got a three-man Junks show. JP on vacation this week. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is here.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Eric Pickle is also here.
Hey, buddy.
He's with us. I have to do some housekeeping. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh, you're going to change. Go. Here we go.
Let's go over to the wins counter.
You're not going to dance while you're there, are you?
Did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Down to 14.
Down to 14. It was a big one.
There we go. Caps take care of home ice. Improved to 2-0 in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals.
Man.
Logan Thompson was, just spectacular.
He's been
so good through the first two games. And I tweeted about this after the game, like, I was wrong. I was like, I thought Chucky should have gotten the call. I thought that was going to be the vibe. But, man, Spencer Carberry, he pressed the right button by getting Logan Thompson back in. Because
knew exactly what he was doing.
He has been freaking
Carbs.
Awesome.
Carbs knows his team.
Yeah, he clearly knows his team. So great move by Carbs.
You know what?
Thompson, it just looks spectacular coming off the injury.
I think Chucky's good, but I don't think he would have made some of those saves that LT made last night.
I mean, who knows?
You're probably right. I don't know.
Who knows?
One of the saves got hyped up, like when you saw the replay. The save was made by the post, mm-hmm. You know, the one where he was sprawling, where it looked like he made remarkable.
Was that on Evans when Evans shot
it?
It
was early in the game. It was butt lucky.
I can't remember who had the opportunity, but I mean the puck clearly hits the bar,
yeah.
And then he deflected it away from the open goal mouth, which was great.
Yeah,
but he didn't make the initial save. But anyway,
the one in the third period was amazing.
Oh, he was making just.
Well, I mean, he stopped 14 shots in the third period.
Spectacular save after spectacular save.
Well, at one point, they were up 26-11 in shots. And I know that's not the perfect metric, but it's a pretty good one. They were dominating play, and you just wanted to see a little bit more, just put some distance behind them. And it's, I mean, you got to give the Canadians credit, too, though. They were not giving up, and they made it a freaking game.
I'm going to give credit to? I'm going to give credit to Mike Maher, because on the way out yesterday, he told me about, and I should have tailed him. He had his two-leg parlay. He had Mikey scoring, which he did twice.
Yeah.
And he had the Caps puck line. And he parlayed it. I think he turned
he got so hooked.
I think he turned like $6 into like 40.
Nice.
He got so hooked.
Good for him.
With a
nice
second
job,
to go.
Buddy.
Well, I mean,
the empty netter.
McMichael had one earlier because he had two.
No, but he said puck. He said he laid the puck lines.
He had to win by
1.5.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even consider.
No. I took the money line.
Money line. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Cakes doesn't know the difference.
I got it mixed up. Anyway.
All right. So he took the money line.
He won his bet.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I was trying to drive that point home. So I apologize if it was confusing.
But just think, if you did take the puck line, how hooked you got with the
empty net. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was. LT was just. He was amazing.
I mean,
he was amazing.
In the two games, he has a 95% save percentage and a 1.47 goals against. Now, that's not going to continue throughout this series and hopefully into the next and then the next series, but I mean, what they've gotten out of the first two games, they look like a tough team to beat. I'm not saying they're just going to keep mowing down everybody, but...
Well, every series is different.
Yeah.
Right? It's different matchup, et cetera.
Right.
And this one so far, you feel pretty good about.
You just... You would hope that they would have a little bit more offensive firepower.
Now
give a lot of credit to Montreal's goalie.
Montembeau's been very good, too.
He's been really good.
Like, as good as Thompson's been... He's just a tick below. But
correct.
Like, these games easily could have been 5 or 6 goal outbursts for the Caps, mm-hmm. both of them.
Yeah.
Because Montembeau has been just he's been good in his end.
I would agree.
But he's just hasn't been quite as good as Logan Thompson.
I mean, Thompson, some of those saves. Because Montreal, man, they were like at a different level in the third period. The third period, they just turned it on.
I know, same as the first game.
They just turned it on, and the puck was always in the cap zone, and... They were getting it back quick, and then when they pulled the goalie, it's 6-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of good shots on 6-on-5.
Sure, of course. But the Caps going to win up
2-0. It was big.
I mean, such good vibes in the building. I mean, like half of the Commanders squad was there.
And the quarterback room was there.
Jaden, Sam, and Marcus are all decked out in the black Caps jerseys.
Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of the old line over there, too, right?
And what?
Some of the old line was there, too.
Oh, yeah, the old line was there.
Were they wearing the black jerseys as well?
A lot of them were, yeah.
I thought I saw them wearing red. But maybe
some of them were, but a lot of them were wearing the alternate black jerseys. So
just a
good vibe overall. Now the series shifts to Montreal for Friday night. You have to be happy with what the Caps have done on home ice. They did their job. They defended home ice, didn't drop a game there.
Yeah.
You get it? Yeah. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but you get the sense that this one, I mean, obviously if they win game three, you can almost wrap it up. But
I mean,
it's
tough to come back from a 0-3 hole in the NHL playoffs.
You
got to
think, I mean, they look like they've got some confidence, although they're outmanned.
Right. They're out physical. Like they're just getting out-hit in both games.
Right.
Like that's
And if LT continues to play like this,
well, that's what you need. You ride your hot goalie.
He has just been awesome.
By the way, where's that Commander's hat come from, by the way? Out of
this one?
Yeah, is that yours?
The one I'm going to use to play Cakes Quinn later.
Oh, that's
during
what
draft
it is.
Day?
Because I like it.
Yeah, that's
I like it. I have my eye on it.
Yeah, that's from my own personal collection.
Oh, okay.
You were just ready to swipe it.
I knew it was somebody's.
Yeah, it's mine.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Would you pay like $35 for that? Pay full freight.
I think
I'm not a full freight guy.
I'm generally not a full freight guy, but I like this hat.
So I know why you like the snapbacks. Look how many holes.
Yeah, I've got a big dome, man.
Look how big his freaking head is.
I got a big dome. Look,
do you see where his? Do you see the show them the back of? Look. You see, right? It's unbelievable.
I got a big round head, man.
That's like having a belt and being it on the last loop, last hole in the loop.
Hold on, I'm gonna put this a little tighter and let's see what the result is.
I think every hat's a little bit different, but this one I have two. I'm two down.
I mean, this is with only two.
Hey, that's a great hat.
It's a great.
That's a great hat.
It jumped out at me when it was sitting over there.
It like this,
the rope hats are fire.
It's squeezing my brain.
Yeah,
like there's limited blood.
Let me see if I can fit. Would wear it. I think
the rope definitely pops.
Yeah, that's perfect size.
I need a little bit. I need a little bit more room.
And also, normally with rope hats, they look funky when you bend the bill.
Yeah,
that does not look funky. That is a great hat.
Thank you.
It's a great hat.
Thank you. I wouldn't pay
the $35 that you paid for it, but it's a nice hat for sure. And I guess later in the program, we're going to try to lobby for our favorite pick, right?
That's
essentially what we're doing.
That's the plan. Because it is draft day.
I mean, we're
kind of snoozing on the fact that it's draft day. And in about 12 or 13 hours... Roger Goodell is going to go out. He'll get booed.
In Green
he'll
Bay.
He'll get booed lustily by the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll kick off the NFL draft.
And then he'll say Tennessee's on the clock.
Yep. even though we know who Tennessee is taking.
What time is the, like, is the ESPN live coverage starting?
Probably 7, I would guess.
It's not going to start way before that?
It might.
Oh, I mean, like,
why would they be doing it all day?
Well, NFL Network, I'm sure, will have.
NFL Network.
It will, yeah. I mean, the draft starts, first pick will probably be 8:15.
Yeah.
I would assume like by like 4 o'clock or something we'd have like round the clock coverage.
I'm sure NFL Network probably does
in about 5 minutes, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're probably doing live shots right now.
Right. Right.
But it's big week, man, with the Caps and obviously the draft. Huge. Huge week.
Someone messaged me. I didn't see it because I was watching the Caps, but Dylan Cruz extended his hitting streak, didn't he? Is it up to 8 games now?
Yeah.
He's on a heater.
Nats are looking to sweep the Orioles.
He's going
to
freaking break DiMaggio's record.
Well, right. I mean, look, Cruz is a pretty good story, but James Wood is the story. James Wood is the real deal.
He is the real deal.
I didn't even see. Did he have a big game again yesterday?
Well, he just hit another bomb.
He hit another bomb. Yeah.
And he's got, six or seven. I think that maybe that was. No, he's got 8.
He has 8 dingers already.
So he's on pace for well over 40.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got in on that prop early in the season?
I think his prop was somewhere in the high teens.
That. They said his exit velocity on it was like 118 or something. I think it might be the highest exit velocity of any Nat in history. I thought I saw something like that last night, actually, now that you mentioned it.
I mean, he just hit a bomb.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a lot going on last night. And we got the draft tonight.
Yep. Good time to be in D.C. for sports, no doubt, with the Caps. By the way, 2-0 lead.
Drab, I don't know what way you come in. Did you see all the cops at the wharf today? Did you come in? Do you come in the wharf?
I drove over the top of it on 395, but yeah, I don't take it.
There were cops everywhere. Every block, there were cops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, there was probably 15 cop cars just with the lights on, cops walking out in the street. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure they were there sharing donuts.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the ruckus was going on.
I don't know. Something happened, but I was just wondering why the cops were so prevalent over there.
Are you welcome to join us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You can talk about the upcoming NFL draft. Commanders pick at number 29 in the first round. Caps have a 2-0 series lead as the series shifts now to Montreal for game 3. On Friday, and the Nats are on the verge of a sweep of the Orioles. They win 4-3 yesterday at Nats Park. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.